The market update with Gordy Kolevets from Chido Commodities is being sponsored by Northland Farm Systems of Owatonna, an authorized dealer for Gale, Coon, Coyote, and more, along with Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions. Well, Gordy, going into the October WASI report, we had corn up about 4 cents and beans were up about 15 cents going into the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, we actually were firmer heading into the report. And, you know, again, the real world, I think, is having a big impact out there. And the market was kind of expecting some, I think, friendly numbers, which kind of helps the cause a little bit, too. So, you know, if you're short, I think right now you feel like you're kind of on the wrong side of history, maybe. And I don't think you're really too keen on that. So I think that's kind of helping, you know, keep things a little bit on the firm side.
All right. The numbers, how did they look?
Well, it was weird. No other way to explain it, I guess. We had corn, for instance. They came out and said that the crop was smaller than expected. They cut the harvest by a million, but they only cut the yield by a tenth of a bushel. But then they also cut feed use. They also cut ethanol. And so the carrot came in at 2.16, and they were looking for a 2.13. So that was a little bit worse than they were expecting. And so I think the marketplace wasn't real excited by that. And so, you know, you add it all up, and it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Well, just a minute. Before you move off of corn, I could see maybe slacking back a little bit on ethanol. We're rolling 92 million bushels thereabouts every week. Before COVID, we were at 105. So I could see scaling back a little bit of ethanol, but cut feed demand?
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's kind of what we got. So, you know, we're kind of sort of in that sort of situation where, you know, it's what we get. And, you know, so I don't know if it makes a lot of sense, but it's what the USDA did. And so, you know, there you sit. You're kind of just sort of stuck with those numbers. But again, it's kind of neutral. You know, it's not really a crazy thing. It's just sort of a neutral. And, you know, so market backed off. It was on its highs. It backed off a little bit. The beans, on the other hand, they cut the harvest by 700,000. They left the yield unchanged. They did have to raise exports by 75, so the carrot goes from 460. The average guess was 360, and it came in at 296. So their beans are now up 20 cents on the day. And that still puts them 9 cents off their high. So it was a pretty big run. And then the wheat, they actually cut the wheat a little bit. They cut the wheat crop here, but and this will come as a shock to just about everyone listening, they raised world-ending stocks on wheat, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
So U.S. ending stocks actually dropped. We went from 925 to 883, and that was a little better than expected. They were looking for 889, so a little bit better. But they raised world wheat ending stocks one more time, and it just, you know, the world ending stocks go from 770 to 773. So it's just, and that did take the wheat off its highs. Wheat was sitting at 606 and three quarters in Chicago. It's now at 599 and three quarters. And we actually got down to 88 and three quarters at one point. So the fund stepped up and kind of blasted it. But, yeah, we stepped in and we're buying it again. So, you know, and they left cotton unchanged. Left almost all the numbers unchanged on cotton. It's like with all the hurricanes and everything else. So at least the bean crop was kind of friendly, and oranges were friendly. The orange crop numbers were friendly, just like in trading places.
Yeah.
But they let the Brazilian bean crop unchanged at 133, the corn for new crop unchanged at 110.
Even with the La Nina and the 104-degree temperatures and the delayed planting, that whole weather situation?
Obviously, you're not paying attention. Yeah. It's just ideal growing conditions. So, yeah, they left everything unchanged. So, It's kind of strange how that works, but that's the numbers we're going to get. And, you know, so, you know, it's just kind of strange how they do some of these world numbers. But, you know, like I said, world stockpile of wheat rises, defying expectations among traders. So, you know, and again, the market's beginning to, I think, recognize that some of these numbers don't make a lot of sense. And again, you know, here's another headline coming out. USDA maintains crop projections. And, I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. So, you know, it's a lot of people are beginning to look at these USDA numbers and realize they're getting kind of fishy. And, so I think we're beginning to ignore some of this stuff. So as we speak, corn's making new highs now, up 9 3/4 on the day. You know, beans up 22.5, and now the wheat's back up 10 in KC. And the cotton, which has gotten whacked, was only up 20. Now it's up 66. So a lot of markets seem like they're finally being able to shrug this sort of stuff off and kind of do their own thing.
So we had a pretty good knee-jerk reaction then with volume spiking right when the market was digesting the numbers?
Well, that's what happened. I mean, the market kind of banged around a little bit, and so we kind of got pushed back down, and we popped back up again, and now we seem like we're kind of drifting to the upside. I think a lot of people expected this market to break, you know, and maybe some guys were even leaning for it, and we didn't get the break they were looking for, and now those guys are having to get pushed out. So, corn's up on its high right now at 397 3/4. That's up, 10 3/4 on the day. I think you look at the numbers, they didn't cut the yield on corn or beans. And I think a lot of people are having to, factor in that they're going to have to do that down the road. And, the crop, we're already down to 2.16. So like I say, you take a couple bushels off of this thing and we're under a 2 billion bushel carryout. You take 2 bushels off of beans and we're out of beans. So, I think the marketplace is looking at some of this and going, huh. And again, dropping feed demand on corn, it's just, the carryout got cut big time because they said they underestimated feed demand in the last year. And so going forward, we have more critters and they cut feed demand. So, the USDA just does these things that don't make sense. And I think the market's beginning to realize some of these things I've been screaming about for the last couple of years are starting to get so obvious that, everyone's starting to pick up on it.
Well, think about this. Was it last March and February? The Bears are talking about a billion bushel bean carryout. Now we're down to 265?
296 on the beans. I mean, what's 30 bushels?
Yeah,
I mean, it really is a rounding year at that point. But that's what I say. I mean, you take 2 bushels off now and we're done. We don't have any more beans to sell. And with South America having a delayed season, even if they get the yields the USA is talking about, it puts us into the situation where coming up into January and February, some of those bean sales Brazil made may get transferred to us. That'd be another 100, 200 million bushels of beans potentially coming our way. And that's assuming they get the crop they're shooting for. If they come up short, it's even more demand and we can't really deal with it. So, and then, like I say, the wheat, they keep building wheat, but the way they do it is they just kind of ignore losses this year and they look at next year's crop and go, next year everyone's going to have a bin buster crop. And it's interesting, just this morning I was talking to one of my guys in North Dakota saying that right now a lot of guys are talking about, they're mostly 15 to 20% switched from wheat into soybeans. And he was saying next year they could double that based on what they're getting for wheat. And so, at this point in the game, unless prices change much, they might go to beans, and the price of wheat's gone up, but so is the price of soybeans. If you come in next spring with $12, $13 soybeans, they might still be switching more of those wheat acres to beans. And wheat numbers keep going down around the world. And I think no matter what the USDA says, no matter how they pound their feet and insist it's getting bigger, the market knows it's not. And I think we're at that point where the real world is finally kind of intruding.
So the close today feels pretty good?
It feels pretty solid now. Again, we'll see what happens. We've been banging around, and this is a lot of get-me-out type playing going on. So we'll see how we finish, but for now, it looks pretty solid. And let's say, until things change in South America, it feels pretty good.
Thanks, Gordy. We'll talk later on for the weekly Ag Market Recap.
Talk to you then.
Commodity broker Gordy Kulovets with Chido Commodities. Market update was sponsored by Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions along with Northland Farm Systems of Owatonna, an authorized dealer of Gale, Coon, Coyote, and more.